you keep your Rolling Stones records? Any friend of Sasha Distan?
It's time for In What World with the Doyen of Talkback, Sparty.
But where do you go to, my lovely?
Where do you go to, my lovely? The great Sparty joins us on this magnificent Wednesday. G'day, Sparty.
G'day, boys. Isn't it a great day? Isn't it great to be alive this time of the year?
It's a great time. Best time of year.
It is. I agree wholeheartedly with you, Joel Michael Caine. How are you blokes going? All right?
I'm going good. I got the cash today at golf, so the $80 multi will be happening on Saturday.
Where was that at, Brian? Down at Royal Woolara, was
Yes,
it?
Royal Woolara.
Jeez, I drove past there. I could have called in and appraised your swing. Fellas, look, a little bit of housekeeping before we get on. My new intel at Sydney, at New South Wales Health, Alastair Ruta, R-U-T-A, is how that is spelt, has just given us a little bit of a public service announcement. And I throw this out there for people because with everything getting back to normal, our new normal involves, you know, the checking in with QR codes still, right? That's going to be around for quite some time. And when you couldn't go anywhere, it didn't really matter, i.e. Coles or Woolies might show up. But he has advised me that on your little check-in, and this is in the New South Wales Health, and I can only presume it's the same everywhere else, it actually has a 28-day history of where you have been.
And yeah.
So a little bit of a red flag just going up there, given that I may or may not have tried to delete the history on mine, and you can't. To all you people out there, just keep the old, maybe change the number or whatever it is to access your carriage device, because we don't want the world getting back to normal and, you know, you've survived lockdown and not got divorced and come out of it and something like this happens and you're in all sorts. So thank you very much to the Router for telling us about that.
Well done, Router.
He's a good pig. He's brushed Rodney aside. So from this point forward, any contact with New South Wales Health, it's my man, Ruta. Now, the other thing that I spoke to him about also is a little bit of an idea that might help out with the app as well. What's stopping the app just giving you a little bit of an alert? Let's say you're going to the pub and you should be able to maybe have, oh, look, I want to be kind, 10 pests that you don't particularly want to run into. You know, and I include myself in this. I'd be on other people's lists. So how about that when you go and do your QR code, if it goes off and you just get a little note and it might just say RTL is here. So therefore, you could go somewhere else. You get what I mean?
I do. Or even better, if your wife's in the pub already.
Yes.
That's a beauty.
That is using technology to your advantage.
Could be like...
So all hail the Router for coming up with that idea. He's going to put it to his superior, who's going to then on forward it to, you know, it's government, so there'll be another superior. They're going to do a think tank, right, which I don't think's rhyming slang, and then they're going to move it on and hopefully it'll get approved. So I just told him that he's a credit to himself and to all the Routers around the world. Yeah. And he loved that. He took that as a great big compliment. So well done to him. Yeah. So that's a little bit of that, boys. Now, look, I know 4 or 5 weeks ago we did the confessions. Remember how cleansing that was when we all sort of owned up to something that had gone on in our life. And I noticed and was listening yesterday that you also moved on to sort of inadvertently getting onto some confessions. And I heard most of them. Does anybody want to vent? Is anybody seeking counsel? I.e., you, Brian.
For any indiscretions?
Yeah, just anything that you want to get off your chest. I think last time you had a few.
The scout hall?
Fire, scout hall.
Yeah, what else did I...
Burning down a scout hall is probably pretty high up there.
Yeah.
And I love the way you turn that around to the negative, to the positive, by saying, oh, look, they knocked it down a little bit later, so we actually helped them.
So
well done to you.
I've done a lot of ordinary things. Me and Zachary Higgs, and this is karma. Zachary Higgs was my neighbour. We looked after Zach and his dad, Jorge. His dad, Jorge, was Jamaican. not his real father.
Jorge Higgs.
Yeah. No. He was Harry Higgs from his wife. His mother. And Jorge was his dad, stepdad. Mm. And I was freaking out. I was only a kid, seven or eight. I'm just freaking out with Jorge. Always coming over, stoned off his head. But we then went up to the corner shop and knocked off a full, you know, in the old days, the chocolate would be in a little stand on the counter. We knocked off a whole thing of Milky Ways.
Oh.
Went down to his joint and just stuffed our Chevys and got that crook. But never told Mr. Pirelli.
They were only Milky Ways, Brian?
Only Milky Ways.
Sort of diversify?
Nah, because Mr. Pirelli was old.
Yeah.
And you'd ask for can I get something behind that old chestnut? And he'd turn and you'd nick it.
The decoy.
Yeah, but it got back to us because if I see a Milky Way now, it's like the black Zambuca. Yeah. Can't have it.
Right.
Anyway, I am cleansed.
Okay. Right, well, I want to tell you boys about something that you'd be fully aware, Joel, being a doyen of the artistic world. Mm. Candy Chang, I did a little bit of research on Candy Chang, and she put together an installation of art, you know, when they sort of, they take over some space, and it was at the Cosmopolitan in Vegas. I'm not familiar with the Cosmopolitan, but I'm presuming it's some sort of casino or something. Anyway, and the whole premise of her installation was you'd lob up to this joint, and there'd be booths with curtains on it, like very similar to polling day, I guess, but except you've got a curtain. So you go in there, you write a confession of whatever you want to cleanse, you stick it through a little envelope slot and it goes into some big thing, and then they actually hang it on the wall. So there's about 10,000 confessions on the wall, and it's classic Chang because she's always on the cutting edge, Chang.
Mm.
And can I just give you a couple of the ones that I saw that were on the wall, and this is online. I didn't personally go there. But one of them was, I got my crush's name tattooed on my ass. That's what they felt was something that they needed to cleanse. Another one, I would like to give Simon Cowell a lap dance. A bloke.
Third one,
I've had it off three times with my chiro. Now, this is where I'll bring you into it, Brian. Is there anything else that you want to
learn? In chiro or a chiro?
No, in during said 45-minute session of Cairo.
Okay. Hashtag the incognito Cairo.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. So there's a whole installation, and that's what I think Joel, your sort of passiveness in this, I think you've got a few in there, in that closet that you need with the skeleton key.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, man, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
I am here to let you vent. So what is it, Joel?
Okay.
There's something ticking away.
So what if you're going to vent? You're going to vent about something which you clearly know you'll do again. Is that worth venting over?
Yeah, of course it is.
So
my wife, it's not illegal.
No. Well, my wife's very keen to see me, you know, get fit and fit again, that sort of thing.
Right.
But so therefore, I do from time to time when I go through the fast food outlets. I'll stop on the way home to relieve the rubbish so it doesn't find its way in our bin. So the evidence is being seen by the
wife.
That's
not... Look, I appreciate your honesty, Joel.
Yeah.
That's not really a confession. It's just sensible.
Okay.
That's all that is, mate. Yeah, you're just doing your bit because, look, I may or may not do the same thing. And one of the worst days in my life was when my kids were dancing like every waking hour of the day, I'd go to pick them up in the evening and sometimes twice. And I used to go past the Harry's that was on Parramatta Road, Harry's Cafe de Wheels.
Mm.
I had to drive past it to get where I was going. Now, how can you resist a dog de Wheels at 7:45 at night when you're just been working hard all day?
Yep, the sugar levels
That's
are up.
You've done. Yep, and you need that. And given that you're out there doing your best for your children, the only reason you're there, Joel, is because you're doing it for your kids. And they deserve it, right? They deserve you to support them. So therefore, you deserve a hot dog de Wheels.
Mm.
So that's not really a confession. That's just sensible. Yep. And Brooksy, what about you? I hear there's a new young lady on the scene. Are we going to talk about this?
Plural.
Yeah, no comment. I'm going to confess.
Super. Yeah.
Just hearing the boys confess, I've got one. Similar to Fletcher's. Back in the late 2000s, out of school, I worked in a nightclub down in Manly for a couple of years. And a lot of my friends used to come in. And the drink of choice down there was a Midori Illusion Shaker for $10. It was $10 back then.
Are they still kicking around those things?
I haven't seen one recently, but I'd like to reminisce because, you know, they've got a bit of pineapple in them, bit of Midori, like the melon liqueur. That's a good mix. And I used to do that because there was ratios. You had to do half the mix. Well, you fill it with ice first as much as you could because your bosses wanted as much ice in that bad boy as possible. You'd fill half Midori mix, half pineapple juice, a little bit of cream on top, and then you'd give it to the person and they'd shake it, take it away to the dance floor. And my friends that used to come in, I gave them no pineapple. I gave them no cream. I just gave them the Midori Illusion mix and for a lot less than the $10 that was the recommended retail price. And I feel really bad that I skimmed the till by giving my friends a free night on the piss down at said bar.
That place.
And
Does that make you feel better?
Yeah, one of my bosses has become a really good friend, and I don't know if he listens to the show, but I thought I'd. He knows if he's listening.
You think he knows? Do you think he would encourage it?
I don't know, but it was a great Friday Saturday night down there during the early 2000s, and I think couple of those ridiculous Midori Illusion Shakers had a lot to do with that.
Can I just put it another way to you, Brooksy? Just very similar to the way I just put it to Joel. I actually look at this, that you're actually doing the barkeep a favour. You're a very popular young man. People want to be in your presence. You have an aura about you. Now, if you weren't working there, those blokes wouldn't have come at all.
No.
So whatever charge you were charging them, you were basically making a profit for your boss. So I say to you, Nathan Brooks, thank you on behalf of the publican. You did him a service. Well done, mate.
And you get them, and the other thing too, you get them pissed and then they might go into the gaming room.
They were.
Well, there you go. They were in there. Well, you would have been on camera. They would have known. Yeah. Your boss would have known.
Yeah, a bit of more chili. Like you get them in for a couple of free drinks, get them hammered. And then they head in next door, more chili or
Queen of the
Pyramids. They were always popular. So, mate, doesn't your mum listen to this show sometimes too?
Yeah, she does.
Mm. Mm.
That's two now.
Next baked dinner's going to be interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it will do. Thank you. Thank you, Sparty. I feel a lot better. Somewhat
cleansed. Yeah, so you should, mate. Should. So, anyway, boys, I feel as though we've helped you guys today. We've certainly helped Brooksy. We've helped his old boss. Joel, you're feeling better, clearly.
Clearly.
Tonight when you want to head on the way home and get the, what is it of choice, the KFC?
Oh, look, I don't discriminate. I share the love around a little bit.
Right. Yeah. So you'll go the small value meal at Macca's because, you know, with maybe the sugar-free Coke.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I haven't gone two drive-thrus in the one trip home. I wouldn't say I haven't done that.
Wow, the Andy Bickle of dry fruit. Remember you used to always take Tufa? It was always Tufa.
Andy Bickle, that's going to stick to you.
So there you go. So you feel better.
Yep.
Brian, you know, anything else you want to report? Stealing a car or maybe, you know?
No, I'll tell you what I do, and I continually do it. If I get seafood from the fish markets and the prawns, I throw them in the council bin across the road. That's okay, though, isn't it?
Oh, you got to do that. No, that's a strain, mate. If you're not doing that...
It is outside a cafe. So there's people outside and it gets a bit on the bugle.
On the old nose. Mm. Do you go there to partake in caffeine? Like, are you a customer?
No, I don't go there.
That makes it worse.
I don't go there. No, it's literally across the road, so I just throw it in the bin, hoping that the council will pick it up. And they don't. Sometimes it's chockers and it reeks.
If
the nor'easterly blows.
Oh, game on.
You might have to do the rosemaries, 10 coffees and one juice.
Yeah.
As your penance.
And you know what, mate? Can I just say this to you, Brian?
Yeah.
If that's the worst thing you've ever done in your life.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No. That would take... I need to take you off air, offline.
Well, smart, man.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
We all feel better for it, mate. We appreciate that. And we would now, on the back of that, encourage our listeners who also, if they're feeling a bit, how you going, just jump on the line, 1300 01 1170, and... leave feeling light like us.
Exactly right. And there's always a way to justify things, fellas. It's just what angle you come at it. Okay? Have a lovely afternoon, and may I bid you all good evening.